Corporal Mann, you sent out a media statement the RCMP did over the weekend about a group of aggressive protesters swarming the media on Saturday. Can you give us a bit more detail on what exactly happened?
So what actually occurred is currently under investigation. What I can tell you is that there were a group of protesters that were exhibiting aggressive behavior towards members of the media to the point where police actually needed to intervene in order to escort the media members back to their vehicles.
As for these protesters, are they facing any charges, anything like that?
So we do have an open investigation, and we are working to gather all the video evidence as well as statements from the individuals that were involved, and then they will be making an assessment as to what charges would be appropriate and forwarding a report to Crown Council.
Okay, and how rare is this? Like, media, you know, I was a reporter for many years. You're there to cover an event, but we're kind of starting to see, at least, you know, even in Ottawa, the reporters down there, like, footage on social media of just that, these angry, like, arguments protesters are having with the media, calling us fake news, or what are you doing here and all that. How rare is what you saw on Saturday, though, here in Surrey?
This isn't something that we see very often. I mean, acts like this of aggression and intimidation towards the media or any, you know, other member of the public are not acceptable. It is not something we see a lot of. What I can tell you is that these protests have been, you know, emotionally charged, and there is some animosity towards the media.
But on that note, though, like, because of this animosity, what is RCMP doing to help keep media safe at events like this?
So we had a significant police presence in the area at the time this occurred, which did allow our members to intervene quickly and escort the media to a safer location. I mean, ultimately, at the end of the day, steps need to be taken by all parties. We are there to ensure that everyone's safe, but everyone, protesters, media, anyone attending these kind of events also needs to be aware of their own personal safety and make a risk assessment on, you know, what they are comfortable with and,
right.
You know, and not put themselves in harm's way either.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe that close-up shot, you know, the reporter wants to get of a protester isn't the best idea. Just try to keep common sense and read the room, as they say.
Yeah, it's about reading the crowd and, you know, making an informed decision on, you know, your comfortability. I mean, at the end of the day, the police are on scene and we are there to keep everyone safe, and the media, you know, have a role to play. They're there in the execution of their duties, and we do respect that. We want them to be safe. And you know what, we are on scene and we will continue to take steps to keep them safe in the execution of their duties.
And last question, this may be a total random, but I saw online last week, this one trucker was yelling at this photographer that they weren't allowed to take photos of them. This was in Ottawa. It's not within your right. And the reporter saying, no, I'm on public ground. I could take a photo of you if I want to. Do you know what the rules are for that? Because I think, like, that's an argument we've seen happen over and over at these protests.
I mean, you're at a protest out in public. It's a public space. Everyone has the right to, you know, do as they wish. You'll see media taking photos and video, as well as you'll also see protesters doing the same. So if you are out in public, unfortunately, you are free to be photographed. And you know what? You should expect that, you know, participating in a protest like this, that you're bound to be, you know, photographed or videotaped by media.